We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Wake that ass up.
In the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ.
Damn, it was that was sorry.
Angela Yee, like, Charlamagne the God.
We ought to turn it on right away.
We got a special guest in the building.
Lalizzi.
Hey. Hi, everybody.
Good morning.
You looking all slim and trim.
Thank you. I appreciate
you have
that.
To. All them thirst traps you be posting on the gram.
I've been light on the gram lately. I've been kind of light on the gram lately.
You were at Fashion Week. You know, you got to be heavy on the gram for Fashion Week.
Yeah, I was. I was heavy. But that's not necessarily like thirst trapping. That's more just like posting.
She like, look, when I post, it's a thirst trap. It is what it is. You could be in a sweatsuit.
Well, thank you.
What up, Lala? How you feeling?
I feel good. I'm tired. Like, you know, I'm working all the time. Just like, yeah, I'm tired. It's like, I thought when I wrapped BMF, which we wrapped that in like July, I was like, all right, I'm going to give myself a little bit of time. But it just never really works out like that, which is a blessing.
It's a good
thing.
It's
like so many other things going on. But I like to stay active.
And you a series regular on BMF now, right?
Series regular, so season two is going to premiere in January. The documentary just came out, the BMF documentary. And that's kind of just getting people prepared for season two, which will come out in January.
Were you in Atlanta when BMF was tearing the city up? I was
there, like, in and out, so I remember some of it. I remember, like, I was, you know, younger at the time, but I do remember sneaking into a couple parties and being like, what's going on in here? Like, this is crazy. And, yeah, I remember some of it, but now I'm really in tune because I did so much. I knew about them, obviously, but so much research about Meech and Terry and just the whole movement, especially being a part of BMF. Because on season two, I play a character named Markeisha. Now, Markeisha is Terry's girlfriend who's kind of the one who really introduces him to how to do the game correctly and kind of introduces him to becoming a man because they were really young. He was like late teens, and she's like an older girlfriend that's like, no, if you want to step up, this is what you need to do in everything, in life, appearance, and sex, and this and that. So she's just like elevating Terry's game. And it's crazy because they stayed together pretty much the whole way through and got back together when Terry came out of jail.
Wow.
And so it's a woman that steps it up and upgrades him, isn't it?
Always.
You already know that.
Look, you know how that goes.
So wait, so more sex scenes. I heard you say sex.
So you got more sex scenes?
Wow. Lala's Tata's coming back for the 2023.
Which episode?
Wow. You bringing that hashtag back?
Bringing that hashtag back. It's definitely more sex scenes. New person, though, because Terry's played by Da Vinci, so... New person on the other side of it, but yeah. More
Does that
sexy.
Ever get uncomfortable and awkward?
It's always, when is it not
because that's
uncomfortable?
The homie. You was homie. Y'all go out sometimes.
It's
and then y'all
never
perform.
Not uncomfortable. Like at the end of the day, even on a close set, it's still, a close set could still be like 5 to 10 people. So when people say, oh, close set, it's not just me and him. You still got the camera, the sound, producer, director, whatever. So it's still people in there. Yeah, it's awkward. And sex scenes are never how people see them on TV. Like on TV, it's flowing. You're like, oh, are they really doing something? When you're doing that, it's like, cut, stand here, do this, put your leg here, arm here. Like, it's not how people... It's not
a lot
just
of
like,
direction.
Yeah, it's not just like action and y'all go ahead and do your thing. I literally have full-blown debates and arguments with people who are telling me, like, nah, y'all really having sex. I'm like, you're telling me, like, I'm doing it. They look like, nah, that's real. That's real. Then somebody told me the other day, they was like, but, I mean, you could tell them, right, if, like, you really wanted to do it for real, though, right? I'm
what
like, what
mean?
Is
why
wrong
would you,
with
why would you really
like,
want to do it?
Why would you, like, what? But people really... You
well,
guys
you're doing a great job
really
acting.
Think that.
That's
thank
what that
you.
Means.
Thank
you're doing
you.
A great job
thank
acting.
You. Thank you.
By the way, that's just them saying, so that's a porno. If you did
exactly.
Like,
I'm like, what? I'm like what HR would be like, right. What is going on in
Lala,
here?
Lala, so. You just say thank you. That means I'm a wonderful actor.
Well, thank you.
It looks like
that
I'm
is
really
the real,
doing it.
Thank
the
you.
Fact that you believe that.
Thank you.
How do you prepare yourself for that? Like, do you have to talk to him? Like, I'm about to kiss you? Like, how does that happen?
Yeah, you guys, well, first of all, you have rehearsals before.
And so you
have to rehearse it. But you rehearse it with, you know, sweatsuit, your clothes on, and just make sure you're comfortable. Mm-hmm. And then you have a sidebar with the person. Like, all right, so how you want to do this? Like, I don't want to make it uncomfortable for you and vice versa. So let's work through this together. It becomes more like a choreographed thing, almost like a dance, kind of like, okay, then put your hand here, then move and this. And a lot of times what females don't know, if you're uncomfortable about something, it's great because your co-star can help you, meaning like, I don't like this part of my body. Can you just put your hand right there so that when the camera comes, so you work together to try to make it look great.
Isn't it easier being single and having to do stuff like this too, so you don't have to go home and be like, so today on set?
She knows.
You used to have those conversations?
She knows. Not anymore. Who am I having a conversation with?
I'm saying you
right
used
now?
To?
Well, I mean, out of respect for the person I was with, I would talk like, I'm not just going to let him turn the TV on and see. He says he never watched them, but who knows, you know, maybe not. But
Envy's an actor now, too. Did you have any sex scenes?
Wait, did you have sex scenes?
I didn't know sex scenes,
okay,
no.
So let me ask you a question, because you're a married man.
Mm-hmm.
Would you do a sex scene?
Yeah.
You heard his voice.
I don't think it would be believable.
So high. You don't think it would be believable?
Nah, because him and his wife are so public. You know
right.
what I mean? Like they do
oh,
so much together.
Oh, people wouldn't buy into
yeah,
him
I wouldn't,
being with somebody.
Yeah, I wouldn't believe that.
I mean, I would do it, but she would be uncomfortable. She would be comfortable with it.
She
as
would
long,
be
as
comfortable.
Long as she would be, and I think she would be. She wouldn't have a problem with it.
Yeah, when they do the Breakfast Club series and they have their sex scene, they might have to do it and have a little.
Shut up.
But you know what? The truth is, I met so many guys, and this is real talk, who have told me like, "La, I couldn't be with somebody like you who." Has filmed sex scenes before. Like,
wow.
There are guys that are very uncomfortable with that. Like, my girl could never, and I'm like, but this is my career. This is what I do for a living. And when you're on a show and you're in a relationship with somebody at some point, you're normally gonna have to have sex with the person you're in a relationship
watch
with.
It. I wouldn't
okay.
mind it.
But
I
you
just
couldn't
watch
it.
I couldn't watch that scene. Like,
okay.
Cover my eyes when it comes on. Cause I don't wanna see. Your girl or your wife and
even though you know it's
down.
Just straight acting and none of it is
y'all
like
still kissing though
okay
yeah still he's still touching your body he's still grabbing your ass
and if it's a scene where she has to be
that.
Like my man never did it like this
I don't believe men care as much as they say and I'm saying
oh,
this respectfully because
really?
Okay. I know that you're your friend but
right.
Kim's been married 4 times she's got a sex tape you know what I mean
okay.
I don't think guys care as much as
they say
like
they do and but when it comes down to it. They'll be fine
okay.
after a while.
All right.
All right. And you also had this Centoya Brown docuseries, right?
Yeah, so
yes.
So we're working on that. 50 and I are producing that, which I'm so excited about. You know, the thing about producing, too, though, is there's so many layers and it takes a while. Like, we've been wanting to get this going for a while, and it is happening really soon, and I'm excited about it. But it's not like, you know, when I reached out to her and I got the life rights, you know, in my mind, it's like, I got them. We're just going to go. But it's so much in writing the scripts and getting prepared. And when you're doing something like that, it's got to be done right. And she's executive producing it with us. So we just want to make sure we get it right. That's not something that you just rush and play around with.
Is you and 50 doing it?
Yeah, 50 wow. and I are doing it together, and Centoya is also an EP on it. It was crazy because I got the Life Rights first. I just literally DM'd her and was like, I'm fascinated by your story. I would love to meet with you. And we talked, and she said she wanted to do it with me. And it was funny because I was like, well, start thinking of producing partners. Like, we mm-hmm. have this one, that one, that one. Like, who would you like to work with? And her husband called me and was like, there's no other person we want to do this with except 50 Cent. And wow. I was like, that was music to my ears because that makes my life a lot easier.
Like, I'm like,
that's the easiest thing in the world because Fifth and I do everything together. Mm-hmm. So it worked out. But I was like, wow, out of everybody, they just felt like he would be the one to really tell that story correctly.
Probably because of the power of power.
Exactly. Yeah. And they love power and, you know, Kanan and BMF mm-hmm. and all of it. So it's been great.
And I'm glad that you have her as an executive producer, mm-hmm. too. You know, people were talking about, like, all the Dahmer stuff that's coming
right.
out and how people are affected and, you know, how the family's not getting anything
yeah.
and things like that.
Yeah, that's a real thing. And my thing is that when you're talking about somebody's experience and the person is, you know, blessed to still be alive and be here to tell us about that experience, how are you not going to that person to talk to them about their experience?
That's
like,
right.
You're going to Google to say, how did she feel in this moment? No, I'm calling Centoya, like, tell me how you felt in this moment.
Gotcha.
And it just makes the story so much more authentic and real and genuine.
Have you committed yourself to your work? Like, do you even care about a love life at this point? Or is it just all business?
You know what? When it gets cold outside, then I care about a love
and you
life.
You want to cuddle?
Then I'm like, hold up. All this work ain't shit because right now I want... Yeah. It's cold outside.
When you're not working, you need a little...
Yeah, then I'm like, damn.
Time.
Like, summertime, I'm like... This is my time to shine.
Yeah.
But then when it's winter, I'm like, nah.
Unless
this...
you caught the bouquet, so that means that at some point,
is
you're
that
supposed
what that
to
means?
Be next.
Yeah, we went to Notorious wedding, mm-hmm. and I caught the bouquet.
So
imagine. I'll never get married
again. Are you
dating? No, I'm not. You know, I'm really not dating. It's so crazy. I'm not. I don't know. It's just like, there's nothing has come my way that's really caught my...
I'm sure there's thousands of dudes in the DMs, thousands of dudes trying to holler at you.
But thousands of dudes doesn't mean it's the right dude or mm-hmm. the one that you're, like, willing to take time out of your schedule to make time for. I mean, yeah, thousands of dudes are in Angela's DM. I mean, it's thousands of dudes all over the place, but it's got to be the right...
Thousands of dudes in Charlamagne's
DMs,
too, but...
He don't even pay you no money.
No.
It's got to be the right...
Don't speed past the I'll never get married again, though.
I'm never getting married again.
Damn. Wow.
I'm not. You know, it's one of those things in life that I feel like I could check it off. Like, mm-hmm. okay, I did that. You mm-hmm. know, maybe people want to say they've experienced that. I've experienced it. And I know the good and the bad that happened to me, so it's not something I want to experience again. I can have an incredible relationship with somebody mm-hmm. and not be married. I feel like marriage at times, and I'm not knocking anybody who's married. It mm-hmm. didn't work for me. I'm all for anyone it worked for. But mm-hmm. I feel like marriage at times becomes very much like a business thing. And what I found with marriage is easy to get into and harder to get out of when you're dealing with lawyers and this and that. It just gets really complicated. It's just like, I don't feel like I need that anymore.
And y'all both rich too, though. That's a don't make it seem like, you know, it's just complicated because both of y'all so rich. It's a lot of assets and things to divide up.
It's a lot to break up and make mm-hmm. sure things are fair, and it could get complicated.
What is Lala looking for? Are you looking for somebody younger, older, not in the industry, doesn't play basketball, in the music industry, a regular dude? What would Lala prefer?
I think, like, I don't have this checklist of, like, what I prefer. I think I'm a really cool, down-to-earth person. I just want somebody I could vibe with. It's mm-hmm. less about somebody, like, what you have. Obviously, I want somebody with ambition and somebody that's mm-hmm. doing something with themselves, but I'm good. I want somebody, like, I could sit and have a conversation with, I could vibe out with, have fun, laugh, be spontaneous, do fun stuff. It's not just, for me, it's not like, oh, how much money does he make? Mm-hmm. Oh, what car he got? It's like, that's not it for me.
Would you date another athlete?
I think I would stay away from the NBA.
Okay.
Yeah. Now
I think the NBA, MLB,
NFL,
I'm still,
soccer.
But you know, Lala, you are in a space where you can make a decision on what you want to do in your own time based on whatever. Because it's not like you have to, you know, we were just talking about this the other day with mm-hmm. Jamil Hill, and these are conversations that we have. But you have your son, mm-hmm. you know, you're good with that. And then financially, you're good, so it's not like you're looking for somebody that has to check off
this
because you are stable already, but of course you want somebody ambitious.
I want somebody ambitious that has something going for themselves, mm-hmm. but it, like, a lot of females, it's like, oh, he got this much money, and that's that's all it's based on. Like, well, what about the personality? What about, do you vibe with him? It's just like, yo, I want to introduce so-and-so. Yo, he got so much money. Like, that's it. And I'm just like, all right, that's cool, but yeah, there's money out there, but I want to be able to vibe with you and talk to you. It's a lot of guys with money out there that can't even hold a conversation.
Yeah.
Right.
So what are we going to do? Riding your nice car in circles? Like, I got a nice car.
Let's go in circles.
Like,
how much parental paranoia do you have raising Cayenne?
Because
he's on his way. Everybody can clearly see that.
Yeah.
Chris Brickley said he was amazing when he was training him.
I saw it when he said that, which was so awesome. Yeah, with Cayenne, you know, I keep a close eye, but I want him to still live life and be a 15-year-old. It's also, you know, growing up in Brooklyn is different too. Like, I just gotta make sure he's in the right places where he needs to be, because he's 15. He wants to hang out. He wants to go to certain places and play basketball, and not really understanding sometimes why he can't just do what everybody can do all the time. And now it's to the point where everyone's having like sweet 16 parties and all this stuff, and they'll be like, yo, Ma, there's a party in Queens and somebody's whatever apartment complex and this and that. And I'm like, ugh, like, you could go, but I just want to have somebody outside, even if they don't go. And he's like, well, then I don't want to go. Because he doesn't want to feel like he's walking around with eyes on him and stuff like that. He's so low-key. So
just send the uncle. That's yeah, what that's, I used to do. Send the uncle.
So
he'd be outside.
That's what it is. So the he found out. But the funny thing is, so he went to a party, a Sweet 16. And I was like, I'm going to have somebody in there, but I'm not going to tell him. So the person was in there low. And I'm not spying on him. I just, if anything goes down,
security,
a lot of these parties get shot up. A lot of stuff is happening.
Right.
So I'm like, I just in case. So then he's getting ready to leave, and he was getting in the car. He's like, Ma, some guy approached me and was like, had my address on the phone and was like putting me in the car and stuff. He was like, did you have like security there or something? I'm like, the guy blew my cover because he just wanted to make sure he got in the car and everything like that. But
now,
so
he
found out.
He just got in a car with some random guy.
No. The guy was like, the guy told him, I guess after, was like, okay, yo, I work with your mom. I just want to make sure you get, because he was looking like,
I still
who is this? Like, he was like, I work with your mom. No, but he called me before. Okay. He got like, Ma, this guy's showing me like the car's destination. But so he blew it up, my point is. Okay. But he was just like, Ma, why you didn't tell me? So then I was like, well, he wasn't inside. And he was like, I think he was inside. He just doesn't like the extra attention. My son is so down to earth and humble and chill. He doesn't like all of that. But he has to understand at certain times, just got to be careful. It's a different world out here.
Has your son started dating now? That's the
no,
thing.
No, he has not.
I say it so fast.
Because he has, everyone asks me that. Like,
down,
he has it. He has it. I was talking to some kids yesterday. It was like, has he been having girls over stuff? He's just very low-key quiet. I'm not saying he's not into girls yet. He probably is and just not telling me, but there's been no females at the house. He hasn't asked me to, like, go on a date yet or anything like
that.
How
you going to act when that happens, though? When he goes, Ma, I want to go to the movies. Or, Ma, can so-and-so come over and watch a show?
No, I'm going to be cool. I'm a cool mom. Like, I'm going to be cool to you. I'm not going to be in a room with the door closed. That was a whole nother discussion I had with somebody yesterday. Like, I don't think at 15 you need to be in your bedroom with the door closed.
No,
like, what are y'all doing with the door closed?
You'd be in the living room.
But other
kitchen.
People was like, why? It's not a big deal. I'm like, with the door closed?
Nah.
Like, we're not doing that. Living room, I'll make the popcorn, I'll bring you guys the drinks, and y'all be good.
And, I guess it's hard. Like, how do we teach our kids street smarts without them being in the streets?
It's
like, we all
hard.
Came up in a,
yeah,
in a different environment,
a different
you
environment.
Know what I mean?
And the truth is, like, my son is in that environment. Mm-hmm. He goes to school in Queens. We live in Brooklyn. He's not sheltered. Mm-hmm. He walks around. He goes to the corner store. So it's not like he lives a life where he's behind everything. He's out there, and he'll go to different projects. His friends live in there. You want to play basketball in different projects or whatever. And it's like, I got to let him live. And I love that he's well-rounded and guess what it's like to grow up all different kind of ways. But I also have to make sure that he's careful and understands that he's a target. Mm-hmm. And he
right.
doesn't understand that yet.
Does he take the train?
He doesn't take the train.
Hell no.
But he doesn't take the
Eddie.
Train, but they want to jump
the
in.
You only want to take the train up here, ye.
Yeah, I still take the train.
You take
I do. Oh. My mom works for Transit. I've been taking the train my whole
okay,
life.
But
so
still, now you take the train?
I was just
with
saying
with that Fendi jacket on.
I was just saying.
Fendi on.
I was just saying the other day that when I start my new show, it's at 10 a.m.
Okay.
And the traffic's going to be so bad
You're
going to Midtown that I really might have to take the train.
Wow.
If I have a choice between 2 hours driving or 30
you.
Minutes on the train,
yeah, I get it. I
I'm
going to
take the train
I
for 30
feel you
minutes.
On that. But you what? Hoodie up, just all
No. People be talking to me. One guy sat next to me the whole, I was trying to read a book.
And just sat and talked to you the whole time.
I think it's just a faster way to
no,
get
it is a faster way. Cayenne, I don't feel comfortable with the train.
Right.
But he's, you know, they want to jump in Ubers or now you got friends that drive and that, I'm just like, oh, my friend drives. It just, it could get tricky.
Just tell him that he has to start moving like an NBA player now.
Right, right.
That's it. Get used to it. The security and everything else.
Yeah, because literally when I tell him about security or like, so he's like, I don't want to go then. Like he doesn't want, some kids love that. Also like, the way he dresses, like I could buy him stuff, he still want to just wear a Nike Tech sweatsuit. He doesn't want anything. He doesn't want anything that's gonna make him stand out from everybody else. That's just how my son is.
I said my kids are rolling loud with security. If they want to go to every security, I don't care if they like it or love it.
So have they had a problem with it?
They do, but I make security play off them, or I send an uncle with them or somebody like that.
Right,
but
right.
It's for my.
Yeah,
and then like you want them backstage VIP passes, right?
Right. So you then know, you need so this is security.
You want that? This
exactly.
is what you get.
Exactly.
Now let's talk about Rikers Island because we saw that you've been doing an initiative.
I was there yesterday, as a matter of fact.
So you were doing that on the low. It feels like.
You know the thing is like I just feel I've been saying it like it's a double-edged sword when you do stuff because on one hand when you talk about it it's like oh you're just doing it to talk about it but it's like if you don't talk about it then how do you get resources or more funding or sponsorships whatever then. When you do talk about it, you're bragging. And then if you don't talk about it, yeah, it's low and it's great and you're doing it from your heart. But then when you need to pull some necessary strings, nobody knows what you're doing. So it came out on its own. And then once it came out, I was like, I'm not ashamed of it. I'm proud of what I'm doing. And now that people know about it, I've received so much help from especially just New York, the community here, whether it's restaurants providing food, Emery with Pumas for everybody in there. Shout out to Emery.
Salute to Emery.
You know, just... So many people just like, wow, what do you, like, calling me, what do you need? I got you, what do you need? And it's just been so helpful.
So that's what dope. Is it? So tell us what it is exactly.
What's the initiative?
So the initiative initially was Fatherless No More, which was started by a pastor, Pastor Tim Johnson, who you guys should definitely have come up here one day. He's incredible. And he was a pastor out of Orlando. He literally said one day, God spoke to him and said, you need to go to Rikers. And he didn't even know anything about Rikers. He lives in Orlando. He got in an RV and drove to New York, pulled up to Rikers, basically came in, like, I guess the visiting room and was like, God called me here. Everyone's probably looking at him like, what are you talking about? He got with the right people. They were like, all right, we'll let you do. At this point, Rikers was just chaos, a total chaos. They're like, we'll let you do whatever. He parked his RV inside Rikers Island, which has never been done before, and literally was just going in every day with this initiative and talking to a group of young men who are fatherless and finding their father in God and in Jesus Christ. So that's how it started. So I came in and watched what he was doing, and I was like, this is incredible. And then I kind of just pivoted. I worked with him a lot, still work with him, and then I kind of pivoted into kind of creating my own initiative out of his, which is just about, like, life skills and re-entry and tools you need just in life. You'll be surprised how many of these young men that I'm working with, you know, don't have parents, definitely don't have fathers, never been told I love you, don't even know how to talk to certain people or feel that love, and just teaching them, like, you guys are worthy to be loved and you guys are great people, and just loving on them and giving them life skills. And it's been a life-changing experience for me.
We saw Lil Baby pop up.
Yeah, which I thought was incredible. Like, Lil Baby hit me. His album came out. He's like, La, you know, I know what you're doing. I was like, would you come up? He was like, of course. I'm like, he's like, I want to come the day my album drops. And I'm like, you could be anywhere in the world, and you want to be here. And he was incarcerated before and really spoke about his experience. And the young men were so, you know, excited to see him there. It was incredible. And I do want to say something else because, you know, a couple people were asking me. They were like, you know, the young women need help as well there. Yeah. And I was like, not the issue. I'm going to make my way there. I was introduced to the initiative through the young men, the 18 to 21 population at the RNDC building. So that's how I was introduced to initiative. So I started there, and it's been great because when I look at 18, 19-year-olds, I see Cayenne. I see my son. So I know how to talk to them. I know how to kind of be like a mom they never had or a sister they never had. And I'm working my way to the female facility as well. But that's the only reason why I haven't done it there yet. It's just I started there. Like, you guys got to give me time. Like, I'm going to get that going. And then, of course, I want to talk to the young women who I know need just as much support, you know, as well. So I'm trying to make my way, but that takes up a lot of time.
Yeah, that's going to make so much sense, especially with this AntoyaBrown.com.
Of course. And just thinking of everyone we can bring up there to talk to the female population as well. But it's life-changing. Like, they tell me all the time how I've changed their lives, but I'm like, you guys have changed my life. Like, to find, like, real purpose, like, I've always given back, but, like, to find real purpose is, like, a different kind of
yeah, because I can imagine feeling that they feel forgotten and not cared about in at Rikers Island.
Yeah, 100%. And it's just, like, you just hear so many negative. Every day there's a story about Rikers, negative, negative. You never hear anything positive. I thought when I walked in there, it was just going to be, like, people running through the hallways, just slicing each other up. And I'm not saying things like this don't happen there. Obviously, we read about them. I'm there, so I know about stuff that happens. But there's so much positivity coming out of Rikers as well that you just never hear about. Mm-hmm. So many programs, initiatives, and kids really... I deal with the younger population, so when I say kids, I mean 18 to 21, who really have changed their lives and, like, really re-entered into society and became great. I found jobs for some of the kids in the program, you know, just helped them re-enter into society and do great things. Like, it's been some amazing work going on.
It's not easy to get out of jail and try to get a job either, because when you have to fill out that form or application,
it's horrible.
And they ask you.
Right, and that's where I step in, because then it's, like, about who you know. And I got a lot of people that owe me a lot of favors that I've never cashed in on. So I'm like, I got a kid who works really hard. Put him in the back of your restaurant. Can he work at your sneaker store? Can he do this? Can he intern? And I have one of the kids who's my intern. So I can't talk about it and then not do it. Mm-hmm. You know, in my own business. So we're always trying to find opportunities for them. And also, I go even further. Like, I go to the court with them. I talk to the judges on their behalf to speak about what they've done in the initiative and how they've changed, and just really trying to make a difference. No, I've never been locked up before. I've gotten in fights before, but I never got locked up before. Thank God. But yeah, I've been in some shit before.
Are you going to document some of this so that people can actually see it?
I think eventually, I think it would be cool to document what's going on. I know Pastor Tim is working on a book and a documentary as well. For my part of it, I think it would be good, but I just want to make sure they're comfortable with that. Right now, you know, with this group of young men, you got to build trust first. Like, they could read through it. They tell me all the time, when you first started coming, we was like, oh, celebrity, you want to take a picture? Like, they keep it real with you. They're going to tell you the truth. They like, but you come so much. I go every week, like twice a week. On average, sometimes I'm doing 20 hours a week at Rikers. Mm-hmm. Wow. No phone. I'm in there without my phone, just with them. They like, you've proven to us time and time again that this is real for you. Like, this is not just a photo op or this. And, I mean, I love them. And one of the kids yesterday, he told me, I was so touched. He was like, Lala. He was like, I'm going to be real with you. He said, outside of my mom, you are the greatest person I ever met in my life. Wow. And I was just like, I get emotional saying it now, because it's like, that comes with time and trust and love and people really believing in you and people feeling like, I didn't believe in myself. I just thought my life was over till I met you or I met Pastor Tim, and y'all just made me feel like I matter again. Like, that stuff is deep.
Well, mad people feel that way about you. That's why you're in everybody's wedding all the time.
except my own, because I'm never getting married again. But
especially so young, too, because it could be just a stupid decision.
A lot of it is just wrong place, wrong time, friends. Mm-hmm. A lot of it is gang stuff, you know, being influenced by whatever gang
you're in. Not wanting to tell on somebody else.
Exactly. All of that.
It's a lot of that. It could be even a wrongful conviction.
It's a lot of that. Like, it's not just, you know, I mean, there's some of that in there, too. Like, murders, whatever, but a lot of it is just that, and just understanding, like, be a leader, not a follower, and look where it's gotten you, and just loving on them. You'd be surprised. There are people in this world who never even heard somebody tell them, I love you.
That's
like,
real.
They never heard those words and things that we could take for granted. Mm-hmm. Makes it different.
You ever feel like people don't get the whole totality of Lala because you don't show that stuff? Mm-hmm. You purposely don't show that type of stuff. The other things you do in business, all the things you might do for people.
Sometimes I feel like that, but then it's like, that's never been my motivation behind doing it. It's like, same thing with acting. My motivation is not to get awards and things like that. But when I got nominated for NAA, it's like, oh, that's a great feeling. And you feel like, wow, people are recognizing it. But that's not what you do it for. So I'm in there because, as I said to you guys before, it's changing my life. Mm-hmm. It's giving me a purpose. So whether people recognize it or give me accolades, I don't care about that. It's changing my life. It's changing who I am. I said, you know, after my divorce and everything, I was going through a period where you feel kind of lost. Like, okay, what's life now? Like, I went from this to now this. I'm on my own. Like, this is a different space for me. So to find purpose in something else, it's changing my life. So that's what matters.
Do you still have to audition for roles?
Yes, I do. Not all of them. I get a lot of offers. But when you get to those roles that you really want to fight for, then yeah, you got to audition.
You're in a Kenya Barris movie coming up too, right?
Yes.
So it's a comedy?
So it's a comedy. It's myself, Eddie Murphy, Nia Long, Lauren London. It's Jonah Hill. It's an incredible cast.
That's amazing.
That was amazing.
Young Miami in there too, right?
Yeah, she's in there. She's in a movie I did with I just did a movie with Gabrielle. No, she's in that one. She's in that one. Yeah, because I did those two movies at the same time. So yeah, she always says that's how her and I got so close. It's so funny because people will see us and be like, "How are y'all like this?" But when you're on a set of a movie, you become close with the people you work with. So she was in my hotel room every day. I would be coaching her on the lines and doing everything. So her and I, we were very close because of that. But yeah, that movie's gonna be incredible. And Eddie Murphy. I mean, I had a moment where I was like, yo, I'm in a movie with Eddie Murphy. Mm-hmm. Like, when you look up and it's Eddie Murphy standing right there, like, that's never going to get old. I'm like, yo, that's Eddie Murphy right there. And he's like, hey, Lala, how you doing? I'm like, nah, this is crazy. Eddie Murphy knows who I like. This is wild. But it's going to be incredible. So that's coming out probably around January, February. And then Gabrielle Union and I, that was the other movie I was talking about. We got a Netflix movie called The Perfect Fine with Keith Powers, where Gabrielle Union's character falls in love with Keith Power, so an older woman with a younger man, and just everything that happens from that.
Yeah, one of my good homies is in that movie with Jonah Hill. Andrew Schultz.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And he thoroughly enjoyed seeing you in Young Miami on the set all the time. he's like, I've never seen no shit like that in my life.
We had a good time. Yeah, we had a good time, and there was a scene where we had to like dance, and it was probably what he was talking
about. Yes.
That's probably what he was talking about.
He had a lot of white man questions to his black friend about black women, and you know,
what was the question? Just give
it away. No need to say. I was just like, you know, like he was very intrigued.
I remember one time, speaking of like sex scenes, I'm not gonna say who, but I remember one time I was doing a sex scene with somebody. You guys can figure it out. It was a white guy. And he was just like,
we know who it is.
He was just like, yo, I never seen a body like this before.
That's,
How does this work? I was just like, this is crazy. Yeah.
He said it defies gravity. He was like, it was just sitting there. It was just there. Like, That's what he said.
Goodness gracious.
How's Shaka doing, by the way?
So I talked to Shaka yesterday. Mm-hmm. Doing well, definitely, you know, still in physical therapy, getting himself together. That was a real scary experience. And just, you know, fighting and ready for the journey ahead and hoping that everything, you know, turns out the way it's supposed to.
All right.
But he got so many supporters and people behind him who know what it is. And we just going to fight and make sure that everything turns out the way it's supposed to.
Absolutely.
How do situations like that make you look at life? When those people that you come up with and you're like, whoa.
It makes me never take life for granted, understand what really matters in life. Mm-hmm. So like when we go back to giving back and doing things like that, what really matters, like it just puts everything into perspective because, you know, we almost lost Shaka. And that's who started my career. That's my family. That's who I've known since I was 15 years old. And I laid in a hospital with him every single day. You know, I was the first one at the hospital when it happened. So it's like, you just, life flashes right before your eyes and you're like, this can be taken away from us like that. And it's just something you never want to take for granted.
And also, you know what, Kim K was your friend when you was going through your stuff. And now she's going through her stuff. So how are you as a friend for her? Is it very difficult or understanding?
No, you know, I'm going to be who I always am. Just someone here to talk to, always give real advice, give love, and just, you know that you're supported through all of it. And that's what real friends do. It's not a judgment thing. And I'm just there to be there for you, make you laugh when you need it, love on you, whatever you need. Just be there for your friend no matter what.
I just saw you at the Usher concert. What, they wouldn't let her plane land?
Oh, my gosh. Like, that was
a horrible surprise.
You're by yourself in Vegas? Well, not by yourself.
You went there for her birthday.
Okay, so let me tell you guys a story. I'll keep it short. So basically, it was her birthday, Friday. So we were surprising her to bring her to Vegas on Saturday for the Usher concert, but she didn't know I was coming. So I was like, I'm coming from New York. What's the point of me flying all the way to L.A.? So I'll just meet you guys in Vegas. So they're like, oh, you don't want to fly on a private plane? No, I don't. I just want to fly straight to Vegas. So I get to Vegas. She's calling me just thinking I'm in New York. I'm like, yeah, so what you going to do? She's like, I think they want to take me somewhere, but I don't know. But the whole time I'm sitting in Vegas. So I'm getting dressed, hair, makeup done, getting ready to start the night, excited for the Usher concert. So then they call me. They're like, they're not letting the plane land because of wind. Like, the wind was bad in Vegas that night, and the plane can't land. The plane tried 3 different times to land, and it wouldn't land. So they're turning back around. I'm like, you have to be kidding me. I flew from New York all the way here, and now I'm here by myself, like, for the Usher show. But the good thing was, I shouldn't say by myself, my cousin Dice happened to be she's working on a production. She does production now on a reality show, and they were filming in Vegas. But I hadn't seen her because she was on set. She couldn't get off. So I called Dice. I was like, Dice, get to the Usher concert right now. Please don't make me sit and watch this Usher concert by myself. And she pulled a little quick 1-2, came in her work gear, and we just watched Usher. So it worked out. Like, Dice and I got to see Usher, which, by the way, the most incredible show. Mm-hmm. Like, no. I've been to concerts before. Like, this one is crazy. Like,
it's back in March for everybody.
Yes, back in March. I'm so glad that I got to experience that, and then we still, you know, made it fun. And of course, at the end of the day, yeah, it was messed up that the plane couldn't land, but safety first, you know, want Absolutely. Everybody to be safe. But it was the surprise that went completely.
Yeah, that was horrible, a surprise for you. And I saw your outfit. I was like, okay, was that the planned outfit for the night?
That was the planned outfit.
I was like, that's a cute outfit.
Right. And so what happened to me was, because I was by myself, I gambled. I lost so much money this trip. So I'm like, it was an L for me all the way across the
Other
board.
Other than seeing the concert.
Other than seeing the concert, which was incredible. Yeah.
Well, Lala, we appreciate you for joining us.
Of course.
And if they want to donate to Fatherless No More, what do they do?
Yeah, you know, definitely reach out to me. People know how to get in touch with me. Mm-hmm. It's easy. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, @Lala. Just reach out and, you know, we're all for it. Like, I do what I can. I don't ask anybody for anything, but I am only one person, and I'm doing, you know, what I can. And when you get into, like, paying for lawyers and getting a lot of these young men off some public defenders into paid lawyers who, nothing against public defenders, but saying paid lawyers who really can make, you know, even more of a difference, it costs money. Mm-hmm. And I've put up all my own, and I'm on my own now. I ain't got Mello there to just cut this check. So anyone who wants to help, I will gladly accept any help for sure.
All right.
You don't get no, I'm about to say, you don't get no, what's the thing called?
What? Support?
Yeah. I don't know. It's not alimony, is it?
I do.
Spousal support.
I'm doing.
It's for the child.
I'm doing well. But my point is, I can't just say, can you write a check so I can pay for all these lawyers right now? No, I'm not doing that. So anyone who wants to help, they can help.
Gotcha.
Yes.
All right. And next year. Mm-hmm. January, February, you doing a movie, anything like that?
So next year was when BMF will drop. So I'm excited for that, to promote that. And then also the Kenya Barris, Eddie Murphy.
Oh, perfect.
The Gabrielle Union
what
com-
do you
movie
need,
comes
MB?
Out.
Well, if you got any time and you MB feel like, you know, something. You just want to stop by, you know, hang out in the morning, you know.
You got some stuff to promote.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I get it now. Oh, I get it now.
Why not? You know?
Oh, okay.
Just get up early a couple days out the week. You know what I mean?
You know, we got stuff to promote.
Damn, that's big shoes to fill right there. That's going to be that.
But you're one of the OGs. Don't act like you're not one of the best to ever do this.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I will come and hang out with you guys. But I'm just making it known that that's big shoes to fill right
now. Now, what days?
We'll get you breakfast.
Schedule it now.
Car service, maybe.
I appreciate it.
Maybe. Depending if
maybe.
You need it or not.
We need a train.
Y'all also need to make a donation as well.
No, but I will come and support y'all, and I will support you.
Thank
you know,
you,
I
Lala.
Hit you on everything that you have going on. But
thank
I love you
so
guys.
Much.
You know, you guys are like, it's like just coming to hang out with my family. It never feels like work. And just thank you for, no matter what I have going on, y'all always just show so much love and support. I do really appreciate it.
And you got to book a guest, so... Tell Kim to come. Tell
Kim never to come. Had Kim
not
up
his
here?
Instructions.
No, Kim never been in.
Y'all never had Kim up here?
I don't know about that.
Wait, what happened? You used to talk shit about Kim?
I like Kim. I like Kim.
Okay.
I think Kim, I think you have to respect what they've built over there.
She said headphones recently, so.
Yeah.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah, she does.
The Beats.
Yep.
That was nice.
Or maybe Tracy's in it, but, you know, it came from Kim.
No, we got to bring her up here. All right, we'll work on that.
It's Lala. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.